Thank you for joining us. I'm Bill Jasper, senior editor of the New American Magazine, and we have with us today, we're fortunate to have in studio Alex Newman, our correspondent for the New American, foreign correspondent in Europe and other parts of the world. And Alex, we welcome you to our studio today. We talked previously about the migration crisis in Europe. That was set off by the United Nations. And one of the key people involved in that was the late Peter Sutherland, who just passed away recently, former international head of Goldman Sachs, member of the Bilderbergs. He was a huge force with George Soros. He was also involved in the Vatican Bank scandal. So he played a big role in the United Nations and the European Union. How does this migration a whole migration process that you got into in our previous segment work into the New World Order and the European Union's involvement in this?
You know, it's interesting you mentioned Peter Sutherland. I know you got the press release too, direct from the United Nations. They did an interview with Peter Sutherland in his capacity as a UN, what was it, Special Representative for Migration or whatever his title was. And he actually said in that interview that borders are an obstacle, that we need to get rid of this shibboleth about national sovereignty, and that we need to realize that nation states hiding behind walls and all that is the past, and now we need to move into this kind of brave new world, is not the term he used, but of one humanity governed by one single entity. And I think that might have been the most perfect encapsulation of the real agenda here. They're lying to people, first of all. I think it's important we establish that. First they tried the humanitarian angle. They said, it's just because we care so much about these people that we're going to bring them all into Europe and into the United States via the United Nations. That is so obviously fraudulent that you almost never hear them use that anymore. Trump mentioned in his speech to the UN General Assembly, we can support many, many times more genuine refugees closer to home. One estimate from a Swedish researcher found that you could support 25 to 50 times as many refugees in Jordan, in Turkey, in Lebanon, whatever it is, than you could bring to Sweden to resettle, or to Germany, or to the United States. So if you're really a humanitarian, why would you help 1/50th the amount of people by bringing them to Sweden or to Germany or to the United States or to France or any other country? That's absurd. That's not humanitarian at all. And you also harm the country in question. You're taking out all these risk-averse people who could have gone back into their home country and rebuilt the place and started new businesses. You're taking them all out and shipping them to a new country. That's not humanitarian at all. It's also not humanitarian, as we show in our Deep State in Action special issue, to blow up their countries to begin with, right? If you look at the countries that are producing these refugees, without exception, right? Except a couple where the economy's not good and they just want to leave. But the countries that really have produced genuine refugees, these are countries that the globalists ruined, right? Libya wasn't a paradise under Muammar Gaddafi, but it was stable. People were living their lives. People had homes. People weren't being shot in the face or sold into slavery. Same thing in Syria, right? Christians could worship openly and peacefully in Syria. They were a 10% minority of the country. The country is now in shambles. It's in ruins. People are being slaughtered. Same thing in Iraq, right?
The point you bring up about the Christians, it needs to be emphasized that the people who are most in danger, who most deserve refugee status, are the Christians who remain in those
That's
areas.
Right.
Yet they have been discriminated against by the UN and by the EU. They have not been allowed in, except in tiny, tiny numbers. They're being slaughtered regularly.
And when they go into these UN so-called refugee camps, they're beaten, they're persecuted, they're tortured, and oftentimes they're killed. So they don't, right? So it's a total fraud, this idea that there's anything humanitarian about the globalist effort to import millions of people. So then they tried, the second idea, which was, we don't have enough people to do the jobs. Europeans are too old, they didn't make enough babies, now all their pensions are going to go broke if we don't invite these people in. Another gigantic, massive fraud. Almost every study that has looked at this question has found that these new arrivals are going to be costing the taxpayer money indefinitely into the future, right? There is no point where we can say, after 20 years, they're going to become net contributors to the public treasury. As far as we know, as far as the eye can tell, they are going to be net drains on the public treasury. So if you're worried about your pension, if you're worried about who's going to do the jobs that Germans or French people or Americans won't do, you're being played for a fool, right? This is not a genuine solution to any of those issues. You know, automation might help take care of some of that. Having more babies might help take care of some of that if they would quit brainwashing all the kids that they're bad for global warming and all that and the rest of that junk in school. But we are being played here. So we need to figure out what is the real agenda. It's not humanitarian. It doesn't make any economic sense. So why are they doing this? And I think the answer is very clear. I think Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary, has articulated it most forcefully and most eloquently. The real agenda here is to destroy Western Christian civilization and to undermine the nation state. Because what happens is, you know, you go to a lot of the major cities in Europe now, the natives are a minority in their own city. Frankfurt, London, Malmo, right? The native population is now a minority in their own city. So what's going to happen? One day these people, natives, will wake up and say, hey, what does it even mean to be German anymore, right? None of these people speak our language. We don't have the same religion. We don't have the same history. We don't have the same culture, the same values, the same beliefs. Why should we have a country called Germany?
Many of the people pushing this in the EU say, you have to get over it. There's not going to be German as we know it. There's not going to be English as we know it. There's not going to be any of these countries as we know it. The new normal is for this new internationalist, multicultural.
And then they claim they like diversity.
Yes.
Can you believe it?
Yes.
They're eliminating genuine diversity, and then they tell us they like diversity.
That's why it's important. If you haven't already seen it, go online, get a copy of The New American's Deep State in Action. Thank you for joining us. I'm Bill Jasper with The New American.